You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers are kind of an average team right now, and they need to be a little bit better than average if they're going to have a chance to compete in that division. Rough goings for the rotation, so let's talk about that. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Barry Bloom, one of our national columnists who is filling in for Ken Gernick. Barry? So the last time we talked, which was a while ago, we were talking about the fact that the Dodgers may have problems with their rotation. So we'll start at the beginning. Julio Urías, who is the young 19-year-old phenom who has been pushed into starting duty because they're just so shorthanded. So he had a very, very short outing in his first one. And as we're recording this, he has just come out of his start against the Cubs. He gave up 5 runs in 5 innings, 3 home runs. Not so good. So really with him, he really is probably not supposed to be in this position in the first place, right? I mean, they're pushing him into duties that he might not be ready for.
Well, I saw him in spring training, and he didn't look ready in spring training. To me, he's just pretty raw. And, you know, they were desperately looking for fourth and fifth starters back then, too. And, you know, they came to the conclusion that he wasn't ready for the opening day roster, and the situation has gotten worse since then as more pitchers become injured. I mean, now you have Alex Wood on the disabled list. I saw the Dodgers at Citi Field on Sunday night, and, you know, Davey Roberts was talking about Ryu being moved back again cautiously because of more shoulder issues. I mean, really, when you have Alex Wood and Ryu and Brett Anderson and Brandon McCarthy, they're all on the disabled list. It leaves you with Kershaw, Maeda, and Kazmir. And really, if Kershaw doesn't win every time he goes around, and he was lucky that they won on Sunday night considering the pitching moves that Davey made at the end of the game, you know, they're really in a lot of trouble. And meanwhile, you know, the Giants have created some distance in the division as, you know, they've played well even through their own injuries in the last month.
Yeah, and the Dodgers, assuming that they are going to lose this game that they are currently playing right now, they'd be 28-27. They started the day 4.5 games back with the Giants. And the problem really is that they don't have – I mean, the whole thing was going into this season, oh, the Dodgers have so much depth, they have so much depth. And, I mean, having depth at positions is well and good and fine and necessary for your hitters, your position players. But, I mean, it always comes down to pitching. And I don't – it's more bad luck, though, right? I mean, you can't really put a lot of the blame on the Dodgers for not having plans B, C, and D. It's just that those plans C and D have also gotten hurt. Is it just bad luck? Or do you think there's something else going on there?
Well, I might dispute that in this way, that last November when the Greinke sweepstakes were going on between the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers were told, you're going to have to give him a 6-year if you want to keep him. They decided that they weren't going to give Greinke the 6-year. The Diamondbacks at the last second came back and offered the 6-year, and that's how they signed him. But when the Giants lost him, they went out and spent the $200 million that they were going to spend on Greinke, on Samardzija and Cueto, who've had tremendous seasons for them behind Bumgarner. I mean, you've got a threesome there, and then Peavy now is starting to pitch better, and Kane pitched well before he went out with a hamstring. Where the whole rotation was going around, they were in they won something like 13 out of 14 games, and every one of the games were quality starts going around that rotation until, you know, Kane got hurt. And you know, today Bumgarner homered and won against the Braves. So, I mean, this is what they're up with. The Dodgers, instead, they signed Kazmir and Maeda, Maeda being a guy that, you know, has elbow problems and is a nice little pitcher, but they wound up having to negotiate lower terms on a contract with a lower guarantee and a lot of incentives depending on how much he plays over the next 5 to 7 years. You know, and then they had Chapman, and they decided after Chapman's incident that they didn't want him and they gated the trade. They had Iwakuma, and something went south with that, and he went back to Seattle. I mean, it's just been one thing after another with the Dodgers in their front office, and it left them with just a threadbare rotation, even with the guys they had healthy going into spring training. And I even said to Roberts, who I've known for a long time, and I consider him to be a close friend, you know, he's a cancer survivor too, and it's like, geez, you know, this wasn't the way you really wanted to start your first tour as a manager, was it? And he just laughed. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, it was just a bad situation from the get-go.
Yeah, no, your argument is way more convincing than mine, for sure. It does sound like they had a lot of opportunities, which is weird because they've been spending so much money, so much crazy money over the last few years. It sounds, I mean, this is like a very odd time to all of a sudden become, you know, thrifty and trying to be smart about money, but it's always easier to spend other people's money. We should mention that Kazmir had a very good outing recently against the Cubs when Arrieta was pitching, and he kind of matched him inning for inning for sixth inning.
No question. But yeah, he's a quality pitcher. There's no doubt about that.
And okay, so I don't want to end this on a really sad note. So I really want to, let's talk about Kershaw for a second. And you have been around a while, and you've watched a lot of baseball. And in my opinion, because you get these Kershaw-Koufax comparisons, and of course Kershaw's story is still being written. And maybe we've talked about this, but I want to talk about it again because I love talking about it. But I feel like Kershaw is not being, like, people are a little hesitant to put him in the Koufax category. And I feel like it's sort of like, because Koufax is like kind of this mystical figure because it's been so long since he has stopped pitching. And he's one of the greatest ever. And he had the most dominant 5 or 6 years in the history of baseball. But I kind of feel like when Kershaw is 70 years old, we're going to be saying the same exact thing about him, except his career will have lasted a little bit longer.
Except for the postseason. So far,
yes.
I would say that the Kershaw-Koufax comparisons are valid, and in some ways, because of his health and the condition of his arm and his long term, because he's going to be pitching a lot longer, he may be even better than pitcher than Koufax, considering the era he's pitching in as opposed to the era Koufax pitched in. And remember, you know, the history with Koufax, people forget about it. You know, he was a bonus baby, he was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers, actually was a member of the 55-foot Brooklyn Dodgers, and Walter Austin wouldn't let him pitch. I mean, it took several years. You get to 1959, the Dodgers are in Los Angeles, where Austin finally begrudgingly lets this kid pitch. And every time he pitched well, but he would never give him a regular chance until finally he did. And that started that six-year run that you were talking about from 59 to, like, 66, 67, where he threw so many innings, struck out so many guys, pitched, you know, through an era where, you know, they had to use liniment on his arm to get him to go out and pitch every day. And he finally just quit because he just didn't want to be a cripple for the rest of his life. You know, Frank Job said famously before he died that had the surgery he did on Tommy John been available 10 years earlier, it would have been the Sandy Koufax surgery, and Koufax would have been around a lot longer, much like John. And I think this is where Kershaw has it all over the myth. It's the myth of Koufax and the reality of Koufax, and certainly, Kershaw's never going to pitch the complete games and the amount of innings in a four-man rotation that Koufax did. But I think Kershaw, for what he does in this era as a left-hander and in Dodger history, is really right there.
Absolutely. Ooh, that was a good little history lesson, Barry. Thank you so much. Yes. Koufax was like 19 years old in 1955. And he had just joined it. He was so young, which was brought to light when they had the 50th anniversary from that team, and everybody was like on the field at Dodger Stadium, and Sandy just looked so much younger than everyone, and then I realized why, because he was a lot younger than everybody. So, Barry, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. That was a very interesting conversation. We'll hit you up again. Thank you.
Thanks, Allison. It's always great to be on with you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.